This is KCUR. Libraries have long been a place where new technologies can be seen and interacted with for the first time. In the 80s, it was the personal computer. In the 90s, the World Wide Web. Now, 3D printers are becoming increasingly available in libraries across the country, and they are part of the transformation of the role of the institution. Reporter Esther Honig recently visited the Johnson County Public Library to see how people are using the new device.
It's a Monday night at the Johnson County Library in Overland Park. And beyond the shelves of books and the rows of computers sits the makerspace. A small room filled with the library's newest tech gadgets, including the 3D printer.
In the beginning, we really weren't sure what people were going to use it for, but it's proven itself quite well, so we get a lot of use out of it.
That's Meredith Nelson, maker librarian and the woman behind the development of the makerspace. These are her open hours, and she's about to help a visitor who's printing for the first time.
My name is Elizabeth Applebaum.
Okay. Elizabeth Applebaum is a retired math teacher. She's printing a 3D cone for teaching students in pre-calculus.
Well, let's step over here and I can show you how to do that.
Nelson downloads the file from a popular site for 3D design called Thingiverse, and she fills out a form.
Once it's submitted, it's in, and it'll go on the end of our queue. So, and then we'll give you a call when it's ready to pick up.
I mean, that's all there is to all I have to do.
That's all you gotta do.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like all services in the library, this is free. And Nelson says they even bought a second printer to keep up with increasing demand. The printers themselves cost between $2,000 to $3,000, but they're inexpensive to maintain. The best part, says Nelson, is seeing the designs that people come up with.
Especially from kids who come in and make their own Lego attachments and their own Lego toys. It's really cool to see them actually working with 3D software and printing stuff like that, because for them, they're really learning hands-on. And okay, so they're making toys, but big deal. They're, you know, nine.
The 3D printers are also used by local artists and inventors to make prototypes, or by older professionals who want to beef up their job skills. People have even printed prosthetic hands for those with a physical disability. This is all part of a larger push to make libraries a hub for innovation and creation.
The whole makerspace movement in libraries shows the transformation that is taking place in libraries across the country.
Barbara Stripling is president of the American Library Association. She's been watching as more and more libraries adopt sophisticated technology like the 3D printer.
It is enabling libraries to transform their relationship with communities and to empower community members of all ages across the country to be creators of information, not just consumers.
At this point, most larger cities have at least one library housing a 3D printer, which means that even as this technology is still maturing, we have the ability to test it out and learn how to use it. Because as most experts will tell you, soon 3D printers will be as common a technology as the personal computer. In fact, 20 years from now, some of us might think back to our public library and make the same observation as Barbara Stripling.
It was my first time to see a 3D printer. I'd never even seen one before.
The makerspace is open during the same hours as the Johnson County Library. But if you want the chance to try out the 3D printing software, stop by for their open hours on Monday evenings. For KCUR, I'm Esther Honig.